Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel's military says it's taken out hundreds of Hamas targets and killed dozens of fighters in the past couple of days. National Security spokesman Admiral John Kirby tells CBS Mornings the president has been talking with Israel's leader
to stress the importance of respect for innocent civilian life, to respect the law of war, and to minimize casualties to the maximum extent possible.
A federal judge reinstates a limited gag order on former President Trump not to talk about his election interference case. Our legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The trial judge placed a temporary stay until both sides briefed their arguments on whether a more permanent stay was in order. Those briefs are now in, and apparently the judge has not changed her mind.
Ford and Stellantis auto workers seem happy with their tentative deals.
It's definitely going to be life-changing for the people.
I'm ecstatic. I can't believe it, to be honest. So I'm just super excited.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 60 hospitals in Wisconsin say they lost money last year. That compares to only 21 the year before. Hospital officials say costs rose faster than revenue. The price of supplies and services have climbed more than 26% since 2019. Salaries and fringe benefits have gone up by almost 14%. Medicare and Medicaid payments make up more than half a hospital's income, but the industry says reimbursement rates fall short. Republican Senator Ron Johnson and Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan both say they'd back a continuing resolution to keep the government open and funded through April. Lawmakers are racing to avoid another government shutdown by November 17th. Both lawmakers were guests on WISN-TV's Upfront program. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. On Friday, Waukesha police got a report from a hiker who found a body in the wooded area close to Century Drive along the Fox River. Police say the proximity of the body to a tent indicates that the person may have been living in the woods. Authorities tell the community that there is no danger and that they do not suspect any foul play. The identity of the person found hasn't been released. More details are expected to be released today. Trick-or-treaters may be disappointed as the snow and cold weather threaten to conceal their costumes. According to forecasters, snow is expected in most of Wisconsin tomorrow and into tomorrow night. As temperatures drop, some areas are projected to remain in the 30s for the high. The wintry weather will likely result in many locations experiencing their first measurable snowfall of the season. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Packers lose to the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Vikings 24-10 at Lambeau Field. Green Bay charged with 9 penalties, a loss of 99 yards, disrupting their offense. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That was obviously tough to watch. You know, just way too many mistakes.
The Vikings improved to 4-4, a game behind the Lions, but Minnesota has likely lost quarterback Kirk Cousins due to a torn Achilles tendon. NBA, the Bucks struggled on defense, losing to the Hawks last night 127-110 in Milwaukee. Head coach Adrian Griffin on what the Bucks tried to do to stop the Hawks shooters and guard Trae Young.
We tried a little bit of everything. You know, he's a great player.
And the Badgers losing to Ohio State Saturday night 24-10 at Camp Randall. Quarterback Braden Locke asked if it was less disappointing losing to a team ranked third in the nation.
Thought it was an incredible atmosphere tonight, and you know everybody wanted to get it done, and it sucks that we didn't.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A freeze warning continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Bright sunshine this afternoon with a high of 37. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for snow showers tonight, 24. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. We held Dave over from the last hour when we were talking about guns. Dave, we'll give you a chance. Go ahead.
Hi, Earl. You know, people should be reminded, I'll just tell this to Gary, I differ with Gary on this issue. Agree with you more on this issue. I mean, keep in mind the Mafia and Al Capone days. The favorite gun was a Tommy gun. And we put a ban on Tommy guns for this reason. The amount of slaughter that what the mob was doing back then, even in Milwaukee for that matter, people forget that too, that there was a ban. And we did have a assault weapon ban. And I think that was actually due to with the Columbine scenario that we had at that split, how that whole bill eventually got passed because of that tragedy with that school. And so I just remind people, now the one thing I will say this, with this particular individual, he was a military member. I do agree with Gary that, yes, I think there was definitely a ball that was dropped between the police and the military, because I'm sure the military knew about his mental status as well, that there should have been something that would have, put some radars up there. And maybe a law would have prevented it. But the fact of the matter is that I think the military actually should, in this case, if he's making direct threats, I'm not sure if the military can detain somebody, especially if they're a former military person. I'm not sure. That would be one question that I would
like to ask. So, Dave, the true answer to it is, again, and we can go around, the world with what ifs, but if the person made the threats, the implicit threats, and they knew that he had this mental illness issue, then the fact, what would have stopped it is that a law that would have prevented him from going to buy the weapons. I don't know why that's so difficult for people to say, you know, outside of the fact that the, you know, the lobbyists for the gun manufacturers have control. That would have certainly prevented him from purchasing that weapon and killing all those people. It's just true, it would have. Thank you very much for the call. Tom from L.A., go ahead.
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, this is common sense. Number one, what we ought to be doing, if we actually had a media in this country, a corporate media in this country that actually benefited we the people, we would actually have, whether Democratic or Republican legislators, we'd have a little chyron, or we would have billboards that were electronic billboards that would show how much money each legislature is getting from the gun manufacturer or from the NRA. And we would show it very, very loud and clear exactly why it is that gun laws don't get passed. Second, what we ought to do is we ought to look at guns like we did cars. When there were cars that were killing lots of people, all of a sudden, the government came up with an idea. Wow, we need to have a driver's test. They need to have so many hours of on the road training. They need to be licensed, insured, and they need to make sure that that insurance is a liability insurance that covers the person at the shoot. You have to have a registration, all of that. You do that. You take the same exact rules that you take for a car and you apply them to the guns. You would have a lot less gun problems.
Well, you and I know why that's not going to happen, Tom. It's the money.
That's right. And that's why we need some type of, maybe civic media can do it, but they should probably be saying in those little commercial briefs or whatever, this person took this much money from the gun manufacturer. This took this much money from the NRA. This person took this much. And I don't care if it's Democratic or Republican legislatures. See, guys, on the right side, we actually don't care what suit you're wearing, whether it's a, you know, a blue or a red suit. We care about the actual issue. And the issue is people killing other people. And that's why I don't care if it's a Democratic person that's taking money from a lobbyist from the NRA or if a Republican. But I'd like to see it actually put up on billboards. I'd like to see it put on a chyron on CNN. That's how you get things done. You don't get them done by, oh, just another gun. Oh, great. Now we got another story of a person crying that their family just lost the whole thing, so we get more ratings on TV. Just like this Israel and Palestinian or Hamas problem. Oh, boy, what side is down? What side is up?
So,
oh, boy, maybe we can get more ratings out of this.
So Tom, I concur with you. Thank you very much for the call. Let me move on to this because – this is, again, I don't care whether you're in rural America or in urban America. This is the worst time of year for me. And you may say, well, Earl, this is, I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, the coming months are the holiday season. And so you should say that this is the best time of the season. But for those of us who are, you know, receiving Medicare, it's the worst time of the year. You know why? Because there are people who are looking to con us and to force us to buy policies that we don't understand because Medicare is set up and situated in such a way. Going back to what Tom talks about and always says, lobbyists who have lobbied our elected officials to take advantage of over 65 million people each year who are the beneficiaries of Medicare. Well, we find out there's a Part A, a Part B, and a Part C. Why? How come I don't understand the part of Medicare that there are predators who are siphoning money from the elderly, and our government knows it, And it's and they say buyer beware. What are you talking about? Buyer beware. Beware of what? Beware of the fact that our elected officials know that there are people who are taking advantage of us because we don't understand the legalese that's written in these Part B and Part C Medicare? Why in the world should that be there? Every year, I'm confused. You know, I don't know who to trust. Should I trust Humana? Should I trust, you know, Ascension? Who should I trust? Those of you who are in my shoes know what I'm talking about. And people call us nonstop. Nonstop. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And you don't know. I clearly don't know. Have I been taken advantage of since I've been on Medicare? Absolutely. Because I don't know what they're talking about. Well, you know, if you get the right plan, Plan C, that covers medicine. Plan B covers this. You know, regular Medicare, it's not taken care of solely in that. There are all these other different working parts of it. And yet, this is that time of year. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Call me if you know what I'm talking about. Because if you know and you understand it, help me understand it. 844-967-2789. And all the other people like me who don't understand it. My issue with it is I can read an article by AARP that says Medicare fraud. Medicare fraud usually involves rogue healthcare providers or medical suppliers who bill the program for services, equipment, or medication they don't provide or otherwise inflate the cost of those items. Some will even falsely falsify patients' diagnosis to justify unnecessary tests, surgeries, and other procedures, or write prescriptions for patients they've never examined. Why is that legal? I'm sorry, why is that legal in this country? Why do they allow that? You know, if I can concoct a scheme to hustle somebody in this country as an individual, they come after me. But when major corporations like this can concoct the schemes, our government looks the other way. You know, I know there are people who say, Earl, you're always talking about our country. Yes, I'm talking about this. This is unconscionable, but it goes on and it keeps going on. And Democrats and Republicans both know that it's going on. And you and I know that it's going on. And why are we not outraged? They've started calling already. Emails, you know, nonstop. Well, is Earl around? Yes, hi, I'm Earl. Who are you? Well, I'm with so-and-so, and we want to talk about Medicare. Yeah, I bet you do. Listen, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Yeah, it's the worst time of year for me because I'm tired of scams, you know, major companies scamming the elderly out of their finite resources. Selling them policies that we know are fraudulent. And so why won't our government stop it? I shouldn't have to, well, you know, buyer beware. What are you talking about, buyer beware? Beware of what? Beware of the fact that we know there are major corporations in this country who get a pass for taking advantage of you and I. And we don't have elected officials enough, strong enough to do what needs to be done to protect the people. Medicare fraud involves rogue healthcare providers. Listen to this. Medicare fraud usually involves rogue healthcare providers or medical suppliers who bill the program for services, equipment, or medication they don't provide or otherwise inflate the cost of those items. So, Calvin, let me see if this makes sense to you. So Medicare is a federal program that is financed by tax dollars. But then there are companies who can falsify records and claims to charge more for the tax finance Medicare then should be charged, and that's legal, and they get away with it. How does that make sense?
Well, Earl, it doesn't make any sense. It not only costs the people that are using Medicare more money, it costs the government, yes, and therefore us regular everyday people who are paying taxes more money. And it's not fair to anybody.
So what my thing is, why won't the government, as Tom always says, we the people are the government, but our elected officials in this instance are the ones who have to stop this. I can call and complain about it, but who am I? You know, our phone lines are open. Apparently the only person that this impacts or affects is me. And I know that's not the truth. And I know that people don't know. This is complex, the way the system is set up, and it's set up in that manner. So people can, use predatory tactics. disreputable home health care agencies try to sign people up for services that Medicare pays for, but that patients never receive. So why? Okay, so they know this. Again, disreputable home care agencies try to sign people up for services that Medicare pays for, but the patients never receive. Hey, you know that? You're the government. You represent the people. Stop it. Don't tell me it's out there. You know it's there. Stop it. Identity thieves call Medicare beneficiaries and offer to send them a new Medicare card made of heavy-duty plastic or containing a chip like a credit card. Instead, they steal a person's Medicare number and file fake claims in their name. Medicare doesn't offer a chip card, and you can order or download replacement Medicare cards at any time from your online Medicare account. Hey, FBI, what are you doing? This should be stopped by you. They're taking advantage of the government. They're stealing from the taxpayers. Now, you can stop the average Joe from doing what he's doing. Spend your resources to address that. Can you imagine the amount of money that's being stolen from the taxpayers in this instance? Telemarketers call beneficiaries. This is what I'm talking about. Nonstop. With offers of free state-of-the-art braces to relieve joint pain. Instead, consumers receive ordinary ankle or knee wraps or nothing at all. But Medicare gets a bill for thousands of dollars. Hey, I'm in the wrong business. Here I am on the radio and trying to educate people to what's going on. And there are people who can bill the state millions and millions of dollars and say, you know, we sent Earl a state-of-the-art brace to relieve the pain in his knee, and it turns around and it's only an ACE bandage, and yet they get paid the price for, you know, a state-of-the-art brace. I'm in the wrong business. Unscrupulous clinics write phony prescriptions or order unnecessary tests and procedures to steal from Medicare. Another ploy, providing treatment that Medicare doesn't pay for and then billing it as a different covered service. Hey, are you awake out there? I know I'm not the only one on Medicare. Many of you in this audience are. And the fact that this has been allowed to go on, these scams just scratch the surface. Others can be more complex and costly. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You know, I mean, I can do it myself. We'll be right back.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Mm-hmm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats in the Wisconsin State Senate see a lot in the bill to maintain American Family Field that they do not like. State Senator Kelda Royce was on Upfront on WISN-TV yesterday. She says she doesn't think any Senate Democrat would vote for the bill as it stands. Republicans who run the Senate say they likely need some Democrats to vote for the bill. Negotiations over amendments are happening now. The head of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau is opposed to the Department of Natural Resources' new wolf management plan. Kevin Krentz says the DNR should have specific population goals for wolves. Instead, the DNR is moving to an adjustable population goal, which is the same as for deer and other animals. The Farm Bureau says wolves are killing too many deer and livestock. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two kids from Milwaukee were killed in a car crash on the northwest side of the city. It happened around 4 Saturday afternoon at the intersection of 76th Street and Bobolink Avenue. Police say the driver of the vehicle lost control and collided with a utility pole. A 12-year-old died at the scene, while a 4-year-old succumbed to their injuries after being taken to the hospital. The driver, who claimed to have suffered from seizures, was taken into custody. Charges are pending. In certain communities, such as Milwaukee, ghouls and goblins roamed the streets yesterday, while in others, little trick-or-treaters will be seeking candy tomorrow night. Halloween trick-or-treat times typically commence at around 5 or 5:30 in most areas. Kids going door-to-door for treats in Waukesha, Racine, and Kenosha may need to layer up beneath their costumes, as colder temperatures are anticipated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Packers lose to the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Vikings 24-10 at Lambeau Field. Green Bay charged with 9 penalties, a loss of 99 yards, disrupting their offense. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That was obviously tough to watch. You know, just way too many mistakes.
The Vikings improved to 4-4, a game behind the Lions, but Minnesota has likely lost quarterback Kirk Cousins due to a torn Achilles tendon. NBA, the Bucks struggled on defense, losing to the Hawks last night 127-110 in Milwaukee. Head coach Adrian Griffin on what the Bucks tried to do to stop the Hawks shooters and guard Trae Young.
Tried a little bit of everything. You know, he's a great player.
And the Badgers losing to Ohio State Saturday night 24-10 at Camp Randall. Quarterback Braden Locke asked if it was less disappointing losing to a team ranked third in the nation.
Thought it was an incredible atmosphere tonight, and you know, everybody wanted to get it done, and it sucks that we didn't.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are...
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A freeze warning continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Bright sunshine this afternoon with a high of 37. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for snow showers tonight, 24. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
yes, you can bet. You stood right beside me, yeah. And I won't forget. And I really love you. You should know. I wanna make sure I'm right.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Richland Center, Amory, Green Bay, Oshkosh, Hayward, Racine, La Crosse, Eclair, Waukesha, Milwaukee. Are you hearing me? It's the worst time of the year for those of us who have the open registration now for Part B and Part C in Medicare, because there are predators around every corner and they're looking to rob you and I. And they've got all of these technical scams that they have in place. Here's one. A scam involves swindlers calling older Americans or showing up at health fairs or senior living communities, offering DNA tests to uncover cancer risk. They may even mail you a testing kit without prior contact. They claim Medicare will cover the test, but in reality, Medicare pays only for genetic testing. Very limited circumstances, so you're stuck with a hefty bill. In 2021, one genetic testing scam netted a 10-year prison term for a Florida telemarketer convicted of federal fraud charges for his role in kickbacks, fueled operations that billed Medicare for more than $3 million for genetic testing. I'm sorry. I talk about a lot of things on this show, and people weigh in. But I think people are ashamed that they don't understand, you know, the Medicare Part B and Part C. I'm not ashamed. It's what? How long have I been receiving this now? 6 years? I think I started it maybe, I don't know, was it 66, 67 maybe? So maybe 3 or 4 years I've been on Medicare. And here it is. I still don't understand it. And so when they call me, it's nonstop telemarketing, nonstop. And our government knows it. And they know that they're taking advantage of the tax dollars, the few tax dollars. Medicare is the largest program out of all governmental programs when we talk about actual dollars and cents, you know. And so I don't understand. And then you hear people say, well, we can't afford it. Well, no, we can't afford it because they allow people to pilfer from it. And if we don't fight back, if we don't fight this, they're going to keep doing it. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Hi, Earl. You talk about very important things, but you're talking about three things at the same time. First thing is the companies who's calling you and asking you to move your insurance, which
right.
is for A, B, and C. Actually, there is also D.
You're right, and D, right.
And that is was done with Bush. And what happened, they said, oh, we're going to save money for Medicare, and we're going to remove Medicare administration and give all this administration work to the existing company like Blue Cross Blue Shield. So we're not going to spend money, government money on that, and push the government money on actually covering the old people. As always, it doesn't work that way. So they just give their friends in Blue Cross Blue Shield CEOs who's already getting $1 million bonuses, more money.
Right.
Okay. So now what happens? They had a contract with the government, an independent contract, which said that you have to have coverage for everything what we promised. Beyond that, you can do whatever you want. So that one factor, right? Now they start pulling apart at Medicare, and every company wants different pieces. This is why you're so confused. Now, the fraud part of the deal, this is a hard part, because everything what you read, that's OIG. Actually, when they're already coming back to the facility to check things happening, then they only discover that, because that's the only way to do it. When you send a claim as an organization, every claim is not getting checked.
Okay? Correct. Correct.
So that's the second part. The third part is that if you, God forbid, as an organization, figure it out how you can help people, but it's a little bit more expensive than the sheet fee schedule, or something, what is, for example, like ivermectin, okay? It's off the schedule. It helps, but original was designed and approved with FDA for a different disease. What they can do, and this is what they do to save money, and this is wrong, okay? This is their fraud, I think. This is Medicare and government fraud. What they do, they allow you for a year or two to do this. Then they come in back and they say, hey, we think you did it wrong. You told them, you would go back and say, well, you paid me for 2 years. Didn't you figure it out 2 years ago that you did it wrong? Why did you pay me? Oh, no, we just figured it out. Now we want all these 2 years back. So that way, they taking the money they already pay you for 2 years and put back into the budget to pay for something else. Unless it's just a cover, because you were, you know, nobody actually have a conversation with you. And I work in this system all my entire life in this country. And the only system I could figure it out to the end of it is the healthcare. So that's pretty much I know it's wrong. And what needs to be done, the Medicare needs to move back to the government. It have to be removed from the commercial hands.
Yes.
Because, absolutely. And then it can be controlled better. Because now, not only if you wanted to do something, even if you're not committing the fraud and you're just providing the services by the book, they can come back and say, oh, no, this is not how we read it.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. What I'm going to be doing is bringing in specialists, you know, who can explain this the way it needs to be explained, because I know there's something sinister behind it. Tom from L.A.
Morning, General. I'd recommend bringing your friend Max Richmond back on, but also Mark Pocan. Mark Pocan has been doing a lot on this issue.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And Social Security works, because my number one thing would be anybody that's out there in the listening audience, because I've seen the older people being taken over and over again.
Yes.
If you see anything about Medicare Advantage, which I call Medicare Disadvantage, and you see J.J. Walker, and you see Joe Namath, and
yes,
you see Tom Selleck pimping the Medicare Advantage, turn your TV off immediately. Anyone that calls you up and says anything about Medicare Advantage, turn it off and get away from it. Because all you need is regular Medicare and maybe a Medigap policy, which the Medigap policy is also done by the government. Remember, if it's a private corporation that's running it, they're going to want to be able to make at least 20 to 30%, which again privatizes your Medicare. If you are a public organization like We the People, government, the people that actually paid into this thing the first time through our through earned benefits and our every paycheck as you've grown older, these are the people that are making a 2 to 3% overhead on Medicare and Medicare alone.
So
please, people, don't be fooled by these Medicare Advantage plans and the free gym membership.
So Tom, but here's the deal. The government knows these people are pilfering the citizenry. Because as Karina said, you know, it was George Bush that moved this and created this environment. And so our elected officials know this scam is happening. For heaven's sakes, I've been reading from the AARP, and they're warning the elders that this fraud is out there. And yet our government knows it's out there, Tom, and they won't stop it.
Well, and remember, George War Criminal Bush brought this Medicare privatization into being. And you know what? You have now a Speaker of the House who is one of the biggest people that is for privatization of Medicare. All you people that worked your whole life putting money into a paycheck, into the Medicare, and now all of a sudden, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, the Republicans, or if you want, go line by line, who's getting paid by who. Again, sunlight is the best disinfectant. Let people see who's getting paid off by these people, and you will find out who Merck is paying and who Blue Cross is paying and who everyone is paying, so therefore you can learn not to elect those people into Congress and actually get people into Congress that actually believe in the true Medicare, the Medicare that Johnson actually put through, and the Social Security that FDR
through. You know, Tom, the tragedy in it is not just the fact that, you know, my generation is being scammed and Medicare is being gutted, but it's also going to impact your generation and the generations after because of the damage that is being done to it, right? I mean, all of us, you know, if you aren't quite at the age of Medicare, you should be concerned about this because it's impacting generations down the line. And the fact that our elected officials won't stop it, Tom, they have the power to break the back of it, to say that these things exist, they know it, and not break the back of that is what bothers me.
They're being bought off by the owners that buy them off, which again goes back to Citizens United, conservative Supreme Court decision, Buckley versus Vallejo, and First National Bank versus Bilotti. I would also say, everybody that's out there, please check out Social Security Works. Social Security Works and Max Richmond is
they do a really
great job.
I got to get my friend Max back on. You're right. Thank you very much for the call, Tom, as always. We got it a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Shaw, WAUK.
Whether we're digging a neighbor out of the snow or cooking up a weekend block party, nobody knows our communities better than us. But for the last 12 years, some politicians have carved up our neighborhoods into voting districts that serve their political interests instead of our needs. Now, they want to ram another power-grabbing bill through the legislature so they can control whose vote counts. When it comes to our districts, we draw the line. By joining together in favor of true fair districting, we can ensure our communities thrive. Call your state senator today to tell them that the legislature should not be allowed to manipulate our district lines, period.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I'll tell you, our nation is in peril. And, you know, for a lot of different reasons. And if you don't believe it, then I think you need to spend a little more time, you know, looking at some real news and a little less time watching The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, The Masked Singer. What is it called, man? What do you do these shows about singing? What are some of the...
There's The Voice.
and
American Idol.
Yeah. And all of those things. It's all right to escape, right? Clearly all right to escape. Let's go to CJ. Hey, CJ, what's going on, man?
Thank you for taking my call, Earl. We are in peril. And I've talked to you for a number of years, and everything I pretty much said is coming true. And
like what? Like what, CJ? Like what?
Well, as soon as, if you allow me to go down the road.
No, I don't need you to go down the road and say, you know, what Joe Biden didn't do and what Donald Trump did do. Again, man, what are your thoughts on the fact that we are being Medicare and what's happening to people with Medicare?
Well, yeah, until we actually look at our fiscal situation, we can't take care of people.
What are you talking about, CJ? We can take care of people. What makes you think we can't? When we allow private corporations to gut Medicare, no, then we can't take care of people. But if you allow people to skim, thieves to skim billions of dollars off of Medicare and trillions of dollars off of Medicare, no, then we can't.
Well, those people need to be punished, yes. And accountability. How about some accountability for where we're at? We're spending more on an illegal immigrant right now to house them than we are our veterans.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
I said, we're spending more on an illegal immigrant today than we are on our veterans, and that pisses me off.
Well, CJ, what peeves me off is the fact that that you had nothing to say about, you know, the real burning issues. You've got this issue of blood with immigrants, right? I mean, it's almost like you guys have this intuitive conversation solely about immigrants, but the rest of the country is in dire straits, and you don't say or do anything about that.
Even legal immigration. Your party doesn't. This president doesn't.
Hey, CJ, I live in the same country you live in. And so I don't see immigration as the number one issue in this country. I'm sorry. Is it an issue? Yes, it is. Is it the number one focus of what I think our nation should be concerned about? No. We're heading into almost headlong into major wars. Major wars. And Republicans are getting ready to cut off funding to Ukraine. Something that the United States has been investing dollars in now for over a year. And they're going to pull the plug on that. And what do you think is going to happen there? We've invested that money and time and led those people to believe that we're going to be there with them. And now Republicans are getting ready to pull the plug on that. And that's not an issue to you because you want to continue to tell me about somebody at the border. Go ahead, CJ.
I'm talking about veterans. We're paying more for an illegal. I believe in a wall with a door.
Hey, CJ, I just got through saying to you that people are getting the investment of what we did in Ukraine, and the impact and the importance of that is getting ready to manifest itself, and you keep talking about a wall at the border because you're fixated on if these people get here, they're going to vote Democrat. Well, guess what? That's not what I said and what I think is the most important issue that we are dealing with right now. Because you and Republicans say it is, I'm sorry, that's your opinion. But we have more than that to be dealing with. But when that's all you can focus on, I guess you're blinded by the fact that all you really see and understand is if these people get here, they're going to vote Democrat. It's a big, much bigger issue than that. What's getting ready to happen in the Middle East, if that doesn't get fixed, worrying about people coming in at the border is going to be an afterthought. Focus on some of the other things, or is it impossible, you know, for you and others like you to do? Gotta go. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, as always, man. May you have a happy birthday. And thank all of you from across the state who took the time out to listen. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, But it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.